Good evening and welcome to the Sports Roundup Show with Kieran Carvell and Madison Walsh Dowd. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Sports Roundup here on Leighton Buzz Radio with me, Kieran Carvell. Unfortunately, Madison isn't here with me today, but you know, you'll have to make do with my soothing tones here on Leighton Buzz Radio. The Sports Roundup this week for the Leighton Buzzard area, well, there's not a lot in it, to be honest with you. Leighton Town, we played last Tuesday, so I'll talk to you a little bit about that, but we didn't play at the weekend. Our game against Harpenden Town was postponed. Now, this was not because the pitch was waterlogged in sort of the lead-up to Storm Dennis, which wreaked havoc across the whole of the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division. Not a single game was played. Bulldog Town versus Biggleswade United did get underway, but they didn't actually complete the game and got abandoned after 30 minutes. Now, the reason the game got called off was because Harpenden, let's remember Harpenden isn't too far, Harpenden didn't want to travel to Bell Close. Now, a lot of people on Twitter were saying that, is this a cop-out? Was it an excuse? Also, you don't know whether it is or it isn't, but Harpenden did say that they didn't want to travel to Bell Close to compete in the game. And our manager, Joe Sweeney, and player centre-back Dave Murphy was down at the club, as well as groundsman Bruce Warner. They were down at the club, putting some sand on the goal mouth, making sure it was playable. It was quite firm, I was told. But for some reason, Harpenden just didn't fancy it and didn't want to drive up to Bell Close and compete in the game. So it got called off, got postponed. But Town did play last Tuesday night. They were in action against Potton United at home in the Division League Cup, the Premier Division League Cup, or otherwise known as the Dudley Latham Trophy, in the quarterfinals, and they cruised to victory. A very, very comfortable 3-0 win. The goals coming from Archie McClelland in the fourth minute, who capitalised on a poor back pass and slid the ball underneath the goalkeeper. The second coming in the second half from Tom Silford, who on the edge of the box took a great touch out of his feet and fired it with his left foot into the bottom left corner. A really good finish from Silf. And the third goal, a well-worked move from Adams to McClelland, who then whipped the ball across low across the box to Danny Webb, and Webby tucked it home against his former club to make it 3-0. Very comfortable win after Town were beaten by Potton at their place 4-0 just 2 weeks before that. So a very comfortable win for the Town, and they are into the semi-finals of the Dudley Latham Trophy, and that will be against Colney Heath at Bell Close on the 10th of March, I believe, Tuesday the 10th of March, and it is a very busy fixture list now for Town. Not a single Tuesday or Saturday free until the end of the season. This Saturday, they were supposed to travel to Aylesbury Vale Dynamos, but that's been called off because of flooding on the Aylesbury pitch, so now Town will face Bulldog Town at home. We've had fixture moved, we've got home game against Bulldog in the league this Tuesday, today of recording. Unfortunately, knowing my track record, we were a little bit late yesterday getting the show in, so it's coming today on Tuesday. So if you're listening to this on the Tuesday, Town welcome Tring Athletic to Bell Close. A very local derby, always entertaining games against Tring. They've had a rejuggle of the squad despite being second. A lot of their players have gone, the manager's gone, the chairman's gone, so the budget's been slashed. So could make for a very interesting game. Town, 13 games unbeaten in the league, so we'll see what happens in that one. A big game, but other than that, Town have got so many fixtures coming up. There's a couple of Thursday games in there, loads and loads of league games left, loads of games in hand. We've got about 6 games in hand on everyone above us. Some teams we've got 9 games in hand on. Some teams have played 30 league games. We've only played 21, which we've got 19 league games to play from now until the end of April. So there's a lot of games to play for Town, and it's going to be a very busy, hectic schedule, but more importantly, we're in the quarterfinals of the FA Vars, and that's why, you know, we're backlogged in fixtures. Yes, we've had a few games called off, and Saturday being called off really didn't help us at all. Now it's going to be playing on Thursday night, I think this 2nd of April, so it doesn't help us, but, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing because we're in the quarterfinal of the Vars. We have a lot of games, we've got a lot of home games as well, so you supporters out there can come down, support the Town, which should be really good. So I guess we just wait and see what happens come the end of the season. With all these games in hand, who knows what might happen. We might be able to climb that table, but I guess we'll just wait and see. It's interesting, you know, from a non-league point of view, that games can get called off all the time, and then they have to be played by a certain date. You can't, you know, extend your season. And obviously in the Premier League, the pitch is always fine. But for players in non-league, you're sometimes playing every 2 days. And that's how it's going to be for Town for a couple of weeks in April. So, you know, the boys have got a good squad, built a good squad. Sweeney and Copson are at the wheel. And, you know, can we get through this massive, massive patch of fixtures? I've got a good feeling that we can. A very, very good feeling. That was the sports roundup for the local area here on Leighton Buzz Radio. The weather impacted the fixtures this week, but hopefully next week we'll have lots more fixtures and results for you. To hear your sports club on the radio, send in your reports to us here at the Sports Roundup Show at sport@leightonbuzzradio.co.uk.
Commuting, the standing, the noise, the delays, not to mention the cost. There is another way. Sit back, relax and save with Marshall's Coaches. Marshall's commuter coaches have plenty of local pickup points to your London destination. They are comfortable, clean, quiet and with free Wi-Fi. Sit back, relax and save with Marshall's commuter service. You could save over £3,000 on your annual train journey and you will get a seat. Visit marshalls-coaches.co.uk for savings, tickets and routes. Sit back, relax and save with Marshall's commuter service.
It's that time of the week here on Leighton Buzz Radio. It's the sports roundup. We've already had our sports roundup, you know, of the Leighton Buzzard area. So today and last weekend, I'm going to be sharing my experiences. We've got no Madison this week, so there's no penalty shootout, but bringing you a new little bit, and it's something that I just think would be, you know, good to share here on Leighton Buzz Radio, because it's all about sharing. This weekend, or last weekend I should say, I was in Dortmund in Germany, a very, very beautiful city, very cultured, in quite industrial, some would say the Newcastle of Germany. A very cool city, I liked it. But I went for footballing reasons, of course. I mean, this is me we're talking about. So I went for footballing reasons, went to watch Dortmund at the Signal Iduna Park, and wow, just wow. I mean, the atmosphere, the food, oh, the food, absolutely unbelievable. I mean, the differences for me, the main differences between, you know, German football, even foreign football in general, because I've now done two games in Italy and a game in Germany. It's just the quality of the match day experience is so much better. You know, we walked from our, I went with my dad, the old man, and we wandered through the city to get to the ground. It's about half an hour walk from our hotel. Nice little walk. Get to the ground, and as we're walking up, like, it gets busier and busier, and there's, you know, people selling, you know, barbecued, like, hot burgers, and, you know, like German bratwurst sausages and things like that, and bottles of beer and all sorts. And then you keep walking to the ground, you get in, and there's, like, just, you know, the beer and the food is so cheap and it's so good, and you can, you know, you can drink a beer in your seat watching the game. You get these plastic cups that you go and reuse, and we brought them home with us. They're pretty cool little, like, souvenir gift type things, I guess, if you're going as a tourist like us. It was just absolutely unbelievable. The atmosphere is something I've never experienced. The yellow wall is just unbelievable. It's, they don't shut up, they just keep singing for 90 minutes, waving flags, scarves, everything. It's just something that you just can't quite comprehend, especially if you're a serial watcher of the Premier League. Now, I'm not, for me, having now been to three games in Europe, it's kind of like, I expect that now. But if you go there and you're, you know, a big, let's say you're a big Liverpool fan, or I don't know, someone like that, and you watch the Premier League week in, week out, your season ticket holder, and you go and watch Dortmund, it's completely different. Completely different. I mean, the seats we had were amazing. The game was brilliant. Frankfurt were really poor. Dortmund won 4-0. They went 1-0 up through Lukas Piszczek, and it was 1-0 at half-time. Then in the second half, a goal from Englishman Jadon Sancho. It's good to see him play. He played really, really well. And then a goal from Erling Haaland, and a fourth from Rafael Guerrero. Capped off a very, very, very good display from Dortmund. Really, really impressive. They're a really good side, play on the front foot, very attacking football. They're attacking the spaces really well, getting in behind, counter-attacking. But it's just the whole match day experience and everything about it is so different, but so good. It is something that the Premier League and grounds and clubs of the Premier League should really adopt and adapt to, because, you know, I would much rather go and watch Dortmund every week than sit in the Premier League, because the atmosphere is absolutely brilliant. The beer and the food is really cheap. Everyone's, you know, in good spirits. Everyone's really friendly. Whereas, you know, go to a Premier League ground, you don't really talk to people that you don't know. Whereas obviously we're coming in as tourists, but, you know, we were speaking to a couple of guys and things like that. Like, it's just, everything is like completely, completely different. it's just crazy, like, had the differences between top flight German football, top flight English football, even top flight Italian football. When I've watched Italian football in the past, it's brilliant. It's just brilliant. I can't speak highly enough of it. And if you get the opportunity, I would highly recommend going and watch Dortmund at Signal Iduna Park. 81,000 people were in that ground. They have the highest average attendance in Europe, out of, you know, any club, because, you know, the massive stadium. The stadium is immense. We were sitting quite high up on the side, right on the halfway line. The views were amazing. We had good view of the Frankfurt away fans, who were really, really noisy as well. The yellow wall, we had a great view of that. Some of the tifos they put up before the game, it's just amazing. You just do not get that level of fan hardcore. Oh, you do get the hardcore fans, you know, in the Premier League, but just these people just, I don't know, live and breathe. I don't know. It's so strange, the differences, but strange in a good way, and a way that, like, you're not familiar with it in England. And that's why it's so appealing to me to go and watch football in other countries, because it is just so different, and everything about it is just fantastic. So, I mean, if you're listening to Leighton Buzz Radio, then you need to go and watch Dortmund. Go and watch Dortmund. They are good at football. The atmosphere is great. The beer's cheap and the sausages are brilliant. To hear your sports club on the radio, send in your reports to us here at the Sports Roundup Show at sport@leightonbuzzradio.co.uk.
What did you do?
Nothing.
You did, didn't you?
No, nothing.
What did you do?
Absolutely nothing.
You did, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did. Yes, yes. And I was very naughty. I was very bad. And so the King Jerky Show has now been moved to Thursday evenings from 9 till 10 p.m. We're on after the watershed.
Oh, thank God for that.
Oh, yes. So that's the King Jerky Show on Leighton Buzz Radio. New time, 9 till 10 on a Thursday night.